Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
In conclusion, I would like to point out that it's time for revolutionary new look in primetime and variety podcasting, and the combination of Aaron and Shay can bring this to the world. Yes, for over 20 years, Shay here and the dedicated group of people that make up the Red Phone Zone have been developing the art of internet entertainment to heights were never before considered possible. And at the same time, Aaron here has been developing and creating ardent opinions of movies, comic books, and all things geek-related. From the same creative minds that brought you Giant Ketchup, The Iffy Shay Show, and Super Nerd Night, these two giants of the industry have fused their creative juices into one great explosion of brilliant internet programming. And what is this fusion of creative juices called? The Red Phone Zone. A show that will be loved and adored by every Alexa home in the country. Small children will love the cute, cuddly characters. Young people love the fresh and innovative comedy. College kids, intellectual eggheads will love the underlying symbolism of everything. Freaky, long-haired, dirty, cynical nerds will love that we are freaky, long-haired, dirty, cynical nerds. Because that is what show business is all about. Yes, and when the show hits, the careers of the men who made it possible to put the show on the air will skyrocket. People like John Hamm, Brad Hunstable, and even Dr. Gay LaFayette will become stars in their own right. The names of these men will become household words like stove, sink, toilet, no, like patriotism, apple pie, and mother. Friends, the United States of America, no, the world needs a Red Phone Zone, and you should download this show. Now, we're not pulling punches here. I mean, there's nothing subtle about this pitch. So download this show and put it on your MP3 player, because we'll all be famous. The Red Phone Zone will be famous, and Ustream will be famous, because we'll all have a hit show in our hands, and we'll get all temperamental and hard to work with, but you won't care, because we'll all make a lot of money, and Aaron and Shay will be happy, and you'll be happy, and the Red Phone Girl will be happy, and God will look down on us and smile on us, and he will say, let them have a 40 share.
Aaron, why don't you just say Red Phone Zone, 8 p.m. Central at redphonezone.com.
Broadcasting Wednesday nights on Ustream.tv.
Remember, the barbecue chips bring out the evil in everyone.
Okay, where we had last left our fiendish rogues. Well, fiendish monk and cleric and fiendish...
I have the D&D back too.
Bard.
Right. When you got it.
And the fiendishly betrothed. Yes.
I was going to say, I have fiendish in-laws. Using it. But I'm neutral about right now.
I thought you were buying potions.
I hope you're neutral.
I am
you're
buying potions.
Amanda and I have the least fiendish relationships in this game.
Correct.
What?
Alright, so are you guys ready or are you guys going to shop first?
Relationship.
I said it
was our relationship.
That's everything other than okay. Basic Warhammer.
So they're done shopping. What Warhammer book?
The main Warhammer book.
Andre. You mean the main book that's sitting right here that
yes.
Never left? No?
There's
no playing game.
Intro.
I'm unconscious.
Oh, okay.
It's true.
Traditional intro. Must happen.
What? Our intrepid rogues?
Yes.
Our intrepid rogues walk into the Coliseum and go, damn, that's a lot of people!
But the role-playing book.
Oh!
I was going to say, what? That book's been here, dude.
Modules, Fires of Altdorf, which has been finished. Yay!
Mm-hmm. We got 11,000.
1,100. It was not 11,000.
Yeah,
we kill Karl Franz. We take the Empire. We walk up and kick Archeon in the shin and laugh. Okay.
And he laughed about it, so it was
for a moderate.
100 what?
50?
Potion?
Yeah.
Or is 300.
It was 300.
300.
Okay. That would be 110 upgrades.
Anywho. So, you four walk in. Saphiria obviously didn't get the memo.
Obviously.
And you guys,
she didn't care enough.
And you guys see them set up on the basically far end, as though they've been here a while.
She did get the memo. I went to her personally.
Mm-hmm. They're playing cards.
You hear him say, in a fairly... It's almost as though it's a whisper in your ear. He sends you a message. That's far enough.
Who? Which guy? Oh, God.
Okay, I'll send
someone.
I'll send the message.
All of you guys can hear it. You got what basically allows you to do is talk normally.
Okay. Yes, I'm awkwardly standing behind the ghoul.
So we have to message him back?
Just talk.
Oh, okay. So I'm like, message is a one-way thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
This message is special.
I'm going to say...
Shut up! Talk!
I don't care what he says.
You die. No say.
I will say, I am Kahiani, captain of this group. Now, where is Richard?
He's not here.
Then why are we...
Because we need to talk to you about Richard.
Yes, we know he's an ass. What did he say to you that got him in this trouble?
A lot of things. He was a snarky little shit.
Sounds like him.
Although it wasn't necessarily dick. Although beating him into the dirt certainly didn't feel good.
Yeah, after I was already wounded.
He usually does.
It's about our crate and our compatriots that you did so wonderfully kill. That's what we're actually here to talk about.
On the ship?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just getting the right crate.
Wait, people we killed. What day of the week was that?
Where was that?
Sorry, I killed somebody who I don't know very much.
Let me check my schedule.
We're here to talk to you about that.
Then speak.
Okay. Jeez, you're pushy. Anywho.
You're the ones with things to say.
So. Well, first we'd kind of like to know, why in the hell did you attack our ship? We have the statements from our crew.
They attacked first.
We were informed that that the ship was transporting something dangerous into the city.
He kind of sits there and strokes his goatee.
Tyler, are you keeping a counter?
Okay.
I'm waiting until I show up.
And who'd you hear this from? Because, you know, the teddy bear was kind of in odd order.
Unfortunately, we're not at liberty to discuss who told us. We fear it may compromise their safety.
And besides, the information was given passed through him as well.
Yes.
So we do not know the leading source.
We got the information third hand.
Okay. So, were the cookies dangerous? Did they pass New Hope food regulations?
Nope. Well, unfortunately, we had no idea what was in the box. Your crew did force our hand. We were approaching, and they opened fire on us.
Yeah, well, usually when someone comes at you in the middle of the night with a whole bunch of people standing on deck, it's kind of a bad thing.
We're in a rowboat.
No, you're in a keelboat.
Yeah.
It's a little bit bigger.
We were more than willing to talk. They just, you know, didn't let us.
Yeah, well, somehow I doubt that. Although the captain does speak good of you, the elf.
Hooray! For once, someone's not angry with me!
The guy who's dead?
Yes.
I think the reason he spoke well of me was because I spent the entire battle trying to hit him with the flat of my sword.
I know, but he's dead. They probably spoke with dead, so he's dead.
Yes, all right. And they also probably learned that there might be a reason why they think that I'm not here, because the guy probably told them he killed me.
True.
So, we're just trying to, you know, put this all together.
Understandable.
Because four of our guys wound up dead. So, well, all the crew.
They don't count. It's like if you killed some of our cat paws.
No, kill some of your mooks. Your cat paws have names. Yes. No, this is like killing... Man, I walked home and found one of my mooks dead.
I found Joe Blow, who gets messages for me, Dad.
who buys me sandwiches.
I tried to send a message, and the new message boy told me the old message boy died. I don't remember his name. So essentially, the agent walked in and killed one of our guys wearing hard hats.
Yeah. So, we just want to find out, because, first of all, it was kind of an odd order getting a shipment of cookies and a teddy bear. All the way. when you guys live in a flying city. You know, it's not like magic is prevalent here or anything.
Never.
Not like we have a college magic.
So it's a bit weird. So, we were thinking that maybe you guys were set up.
I could buy it.
However, your snarky dick decided to get uppity when we asked where you guys were.
It sounds like him.
So we beat him into the dirt, and we had to messenger write it. Well, we did as best we could to try and figure out how to write in Pongan.
Yes, it was worded quite funnily.
Oddly.
Yeah.
So, we're at an impasse. The king has told me to get some sort of justice for our killed members. But if you guys were set up, then, you know, I'm not an unreasonable guy. I'm not going to kill all of you just because you killed some of ours. Although, he points back to the two half-orcs, you did kill their best friend.
Pity.
Sorry?
The two half-orcs are like...
Should I show up and make things worse now?
It's up to you. You can show up whenever. I'm giving you creative license. Okay.
Then what do you wish of us?
Fireball.
Alright. Well,
what?
Kind of two things.
I don't have fireball.
First, a show of good faith. That, you know, we can actually trust you and that this is all just one giant big misunderstanding. And two, we kind of want to find the person who set you and I up. Because, you know, I don't like that.
I think those are acceptable terms. I mean, we don't want anyone to get hurt here.
Something Tyler shows up.
Well, even if I do show up at this point, it's just going to be a waste of gold on my part, because I highly doubt you guys are going to even join in.
So, we're not quite sure if we're going to release Dick just yet. He was kind of an asshole.
His name suits him well.
Whatever, I'll show up.
Showing up in full force is... Garrosh, Barrosh, Elfsplitter, Galitha, and Zephyria. With its nice... You are dwarfed by the people behind you. Although Galitha has a nose plug on.
Why?
Because it's minotaurs. Giant smelly pieces of man meat.
I don't think they're men. Okay.
Tauren meat.
Ow.
Sorry.
And Zephyria suffers from a rare case of typhoid narcolepsy. Oh.
Not so rare in her case.
And of course, you know, you four, of course, get to turn around when all of them have this look of...
Is that a moving wall of muscle?
You've seen giants that are slightly smaller.
Elfsplitter.
Did I miss something?
Good to see you.
Yeah, we're just talking.
Oh. Have they released Dick yet?
He's not here.
And why are we talking?
So we can get Dick back?
He wants...
We brought you a Dick as a compromise.
Yeah, I need Dick. He's got a Dick.
We have... That one's twice the Dick.
Fine, I'll have a new character.
You can play Dick now.
You can be a were-Dick.
Sorry.
This is bothering me. They believe we've both been set up. Well, and then we want to come to an understanding.
Well,
and show good faith.
I've got a very good understanding for them. They can release Dick and we can negotiate from there. If they truly did come here under misunderstanding, then they should show some good faith in return.
Or I'll show my good faith.
It's true. They were not very fond of him, so I think they're trying to keep him as a pet for a little longer.
I frankly don't care. Release him now.
He's not here right now.
We'll go get him. We'll follow along.
Well, first we gotta have your word.
On what?
That you'll do your act of good faith. Last thing we want to do is release someone who's apparently fairly dangerous, according to the dead agents.
Uh-huh.
Fairly dangerous.
Without some level of, you know, understanding.
You can barely hear him over that.
Steven's beating the ball.
No, he has a pop bottle.
Yeah. The mall's over here.
Okay.
So if you guys are going to work with us, sure, we can release Dick.
Sure.
For the most part.
What do you mean?
We broke his jaw. That was purely an accident, though.
Uh-huh.
As long as it's still in one piece.
Oh, yeah, it's still in one piece. It was just a random critical hit that I had no control over.
After he was unconscious. I actually realize that there's going to be quite a bit of embitterment.
Yes.
And working with people that
Dick, bitter about something? This is new!
I just want you all to realize that me working with people I'm embittered against normally turns out bad. Just
send one of your men to go get him. We'll wait here.
All we need to do is send the message and he will be brought here. Obviously, you guys have some level of contention. We'll let you guys talk this out.
Contention on what?
You guys sounded somewhat irritated at each other.
You sounded irritated at who? I'm afraid you're misunderstood.
I guess it's your guys' tongue and accent. It is pretty thick.
Roar.
It would be better if I spoke in Sylvanian. I say in Sylvanian.
Jonathan replies, no!
Okay, I just figured I'd ask.
And the dwarves are like, what are you saying? Two halfers would understand.
I'm speaking infernal, but I don't think...
I'm here for your soul, great pillage.
Do we really want to...
I mean, what this means is that we have to promise and keep our word of good faith with them.
We do have something... We have a... An activity!
Not to attack them or harm them in any way.
We have an activity that we would like you to do. As a show of good faith.
Do you have any leads?
Yes, we know exactly where it is. It's just, we don't really want to do it right now.
We agree to anything, what exactly is it you want us to do?
Alright.
Wait, so to show good faith to the people who captured one of our men, we have to do a mission for them.
We did kill a bunch of their allies.
I did not kill any of their allies.
After they attacked us.
Actually, we did not kill any of them.
Crazy Beard killed them.
Yes.
It was because we invited Crazy Beard that their Holocaust killed.
So?
I know, it's partly our fault.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we knew
I see
Crazy
Beard. No
fault
here.
This is the contention we were talking about.
That's the contention.
All right.
You do that while I look
no
at the DM's notes.
I see no fault.
I know you don't, but
it was an unwise decision. But
we
had no control over it.
Because Andre is like, you know, he's gonna kill them all, even if you guys don't. And you're like,
escape Russian circus
bear? I know that.
An escape dancing Russian circus.
Yeah, so
you know that.
I know that.
It was partly our fault.
I see no fault.
I know you don't. Because you're an idiot,
Amanda.
It
was because of us.
It was because of us. So it's partly our fault.
No, it was because of us.
No.
That's what Tyler is saying. There's no fault.
There's no blood on our hands.
I do not have a G on my alignment sheet. I don't care.
Yes, it was.
Exactly.
It was because of us.
I know. I'm neutral too. I'm just stating the obvious.
In your opinion.
Well, then
the rest of us do but not believe you.
Well, I don't know about the rest of us, but some
yes,
of the rest
if you
of
really want to redeem, kill Crazy Beard.
I don't know who Crazy Beard is. I have yet to meet him, do
no,
I know
no,
who
you
he
met
is.
Him that one night.
Yeah,
I wasn't with you guys. Light.
You met him on
the fire. Yes, Crazy Beard.
Yeah. Yes, he took us off the ship.
Yeah.
One of the cats begins cleaning themselves.
Yes.
Oh, off. Because the other two ships were damaged.
Well, yeah, we didn't like RP it or anything, but it happened.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, I was also dead at the time.
Yes.
It was
I wasn't there. I was dead at the time.
I couldn't actually object to anyone dying.
So. And I was unconscious.
So it was Ryan's fault. You bastard.
You good-aligned evil soul.
Actually, everybody except him and you were unconscious.
Well, it happened at the very end of the session, so we didn't really go over anything.
So I didn't
there wasn't
miss,
really
I was
a time for me to say,
like,
hey, Crazy Beard, stop killing people.
Don't you like this?
And the people across the stadium were just like...
arguing and laughing.
It's Crazy Beard.
Andre,
I won't go
I pull out a copy
apartment.
Of the New Hope news or something and start flipping through it.
Post it online.
I am speaking angrily in my
Yeah, yeah.
I can't really get this. Let's see if I can pull it up. Regardless, I don't care. I'm here to get Dick back, and I don't really care what the means.
Meh.
Let's see if the Andre's mail went through this time.
Private website.
So that still doesn't answer the question of what the activity is.
You guys done?
No. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, one of your guys is noble houses. What do you guys call those floating islands around your city?
Platinum districts.
Okay, one of your platinum district places has a group that we don't like.
Good for you. I think no one likes them.
Yeah, well, the reason why we don't like them is they're supplying weapons to the orcs that live near our area.
Wait, what's this family's
name?
What's
wrong with the orcs?
They're trying to kill us?
They're orcs.
What's the family's name?
I know what it means in orcish, but I think it roughly translates to the gut-ripping face-smashers.
Ryan, Knowledge Local?
Oh,
we know who it is.
It's on the website.
What is
They're actually one of the platinum houses. They deal in security and fine art.
That's right.
They're called the gut-ripping...
Face smasher.
That's what it translates to in Tongan.
What's the orcish word?
I didn't come up with it. Ugh, smash.
Now, I take it we're on our own as to how we're supposed to get there. And
Do I have you in my contacts?
I hope so.
Because I don't even have anything in spam from you.
Oh, it might be coming from my KU email.
Yes.
Okay, what is your KU email?
Dagon1@KU.edu.
That's what it
if
came
anyone
from.
Wants to contact me via KU.
That's where it came from on mine, Dagon.
Because that's actually...
God damn it.
That's actually when I made the website.
Contact. Dagon...
1@KU.edu. As in the number, not spelled out.
So what, you want us to remove the Platinum House?
No, we want you guys to figure out somebody to sabotage them.
No, thanks.
No. Too high security risk.
Well then, that was my idea.
Alright, Tyler, fireball.
Any other suggestions?
None that I could really think of. I guess we could wait a little bit if you want to let me think of something.
Okay.
It's like, you have 6 seconds.
They begin talking in Tongan.
In Tongan?
Let us talk. I suppose we can let them talk.
It's okay, I know.
Well, how's it going, Mentors? Think you kill them all?
Mages will be easy.
Yeah, usually.
I want to eat one of those cats.
Well, I'm certain if this turns sour, which is looking like it's going that way.
I can eat the Major's cat first, right?
There are two
of
them.
As long as we win.
Alright. Ow.
Elsewhere's just like...
Well, he's a man of no words.
Few.
He has spoken before.
He has spoken. Yes. I have spoken with him.
Yes. He gave me the angry glare and huffed at me. Well, yeah, you guys are... Yeah.
You'll notice that Elsewhere is actually on the opposite side of the Minotaur from you.
Oh.
As I said, this moving wall of flesh.
They're not plotting anything over there, are they?
Aha! There it is.
Maybe you're familiar with comprehend.
Well, you know.
Exactly. Language. I have comprehend languages.
Well, you know, they could always just attack one of the boats that's going down. I mean, they do have skill at that. Yeah, but is that really solving the problem? No, but it would be pretty ironic. We're not here for your sense of irony. Stuff like that.
How much longer do you have left on your enchantments up, Gelda?
Enchantment.
Oh, I can cast them all fairly quickly. I have a spell that allows me to cast below third level spells in one action. Two at the same time.
Buff off.
Yeah. She's a transmutationist from hell. You don't fuck with Gelda. Okay.
Because, honestly, taking on a platinum house, it's more risk than just...
I would rather have him die, and we just res him. No offense.
There would be much less risk involved than being in another platinum house than just attacking these guys right now.
Do raise dead. I'm gonna see what I come back as.
You mean reincarnate?
Reincarnate, yeah.
Raise dead would just mean you're one level lower.
Do reincarnate. Let's see what I come back as.
I thought you removed that and it was just time.
Yeah, in time and any effects that you were under are still there. So if he died bleeding to death, he's still bleeding.
Oh, so it's drains.
So yeah, nothing is fixed. You come back at one hit point.
But I can get those fixed. The way you said that, I mean, you made it sound like whatever they were is now there. So my strength drain and non-drain are now permanent?
Yes, Steven.
Well, drain's permanent anyway until you get it fixed.
Well, yeah, but I was like, that becomes my stat now? Oh, speaking of which, my strengthens back by now.
Acting ready for Fieberman.
In Fieberman?
In Fieberman.
Okay, here we go. Here's a good one.
That's all right.
He steps back behind this wall of dwarves.
All right. Since you're not willing to go against these crackpots, we're supplying weapons to our enemies. How about you help us deal with our enemies?
The orcs?
Yeah.
Suppose that could be acceptable.
How many of them are there?
Well, there's a lot, but I'm sure you guys might be able to fly in and hit their, you know, stronghold and kill their leader.
Assassination.
But now I know my...
Sorry, I mean, it's kind of off the fly, you know. I spent hours thinking up the last one.
But now they know my secret objective. I mean, now they're going to avoid it. I won't get the 100 victory points.
You'll have to release Dick first. What do you guys think? Hold on a second.
I would prefer Dick with us.
Yeah.
Are you two coming along for that, for the extra 1,500?
He looks over his brother. His brother looks over him. And they actually begin speaking in giant.
Anyways. So, yes, no.
We can do that.
I don't speak that language.
Yeah, I don't know. If it gets Richard back and less hostilities from the city, because I'm quite sure if we ended up killing these guys, we're just in more.
Possibly.
And more. Until we, perfect it and become a professional at this.
Until we hit level 20 and Andre's like,
until we become
game.
Professionals or, you know, they win.
Yes.
Did you want these?
Can you give me a root beer?
Steven?
Tasty.
I'm good for now, thanks.
I'm saddened that we didn't get to, like, have some huge slugfest.
You could still do it.
I'm not.
If you really want to, go for it.
No, we wouldn't die. It'd be very hard to die.
Mm-hmm. Especially
unless,
with
the see what the giants say.
Well, yeah, if that happens, my character's gonna turn around and walk out.
What happened?
Why?
It starts fighting.
Why?
Because this team is has
because this team is not a team; it's a group of individuals brought together by mutual goals.
Yes.
Yep. Which is actually fairly appropriate for the setup for this game.
That's okay. Sort of the point.
I don't see a good on your character sheet.
You don't?
It's NG.
Oh.
No, it's just N. See, that's erased.
So you're true neutral.
Yeah.
Oh, you are now.
I'd rather.
She doesn't
look after
to
myself
die.
Than anybody else. Well, the odds don't look good, or
the odds look very good. You have three effing minotaurs. One of the half dragons.
Garrosh and Barrosh kind of turn to you and say,
"Oh, we were paid to kill someone. So long as we're back before the next match."
Midnight, isn't it?
Yep.
We'll probably take out the orc before then.
Or I guess we could wait until after the match.
When's the match?
Tomorrow at noon.
Tomorrow at noon, then we got one on Wednesday night.
What's tomorrow at noon day?
What day is tomorrow? Thursday, Tuesday?
Tomorrow is actually the first day.
It's a Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, so we have a day.
So we have an
entire day to do it.
A day and a half.
Up.
Yeah.
That's fine. We would need time to arrange to get down to the surface and back, too, probably.
We'll be fine.
They can take us.
Would you transport us?
Not much offense, but last time you guys were near one of our ships, lots of people died.
You shot first.
Yeah. No, I didn't shoot first.
Your group shot first.
All right, we can argue details later.
Regardless.
Who killed who, you know, whatever.
Just saying, there wouldn't have been hostilities if you hadn't.
That's not what the dead people say.
Well, they shot first.
They shot first.
I'm sorry that we don't take all the exploding ballista bolts stuck in our,
Yeah, whatever.
Everyone give me a rented ship, by the way.
Everyone who just talked, actually, give me a bluff check.
Why?
You were intending to attack.
I wasn't.
You guys were going to go onto their ship and do stuff.
Yeah.
Yes,
we not were. Attack.
Our intention was anything. To sneak
But the difference is, okay, so we were planning on killing, but we were planning on stealing all your stuff. That's still a bluff check. Still a bluff check.
Oh, yes. How was my statement a bluff check? They did shoot exploding bullets.
By the way,
basically, Ryan needs to make a bluff check.
Yeah,
that's,
Ryan.
That's fine. They can find out that I really just wanted to steal the crate. I'm okay with that.
I'm a pirate and a thief instead.
They won't even find out that. They'll find
that out something is fishy.
Yeah. Hey, more! I got six minis!
And that one to Tyler.
Congratulations. Thank you. You're going to need them, because right now you're going to be under my dominate person, and you're going to attack that guy.
You sure you want to try that out with me?
It's okay. I slipped you something earlier.
Is it fortitude-based?
I slipped you something earlier, so your wisdom's a little low.
If it's my wisdom doesn't matter.
Yeah. 32.
It's my 32? Charisma that my will say is based off of.
Really?
I have force of personality.
Okay.
Did you find it?
Okay.
Yes.
I'm trying to put it on the table.
We'll require Dick back for the event.
And yeah, I figured.
We'll be doing it after the noon of tomorrow. After the midday sun of tomorrow.
Okay.
Can we get details about where they are so we don't have to...
We'll need to know where they are so we can... Oh, I don't have to yell, do I?
No. You just talk normal.
We'll need to know...
Your volume didn't change much.
You know, well, I changed the tone.
Yeah, the effort.
I don't actually yell in game because that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we're all right here.
We need to know where they are so we can arrange transportation since you guys don't want to help us with that.
Sure. They're in the.
Can you write it down? Directions.
Does this spell allow me to write in Tongan?
I can read it, don't worry.
Okay, cool.
You could always write it.
Let me guess, he's under the influence of tongues.
Tongues is not allowed to write it.
You'd have to be like...
Are you a geographer?
You'd have to be called, just be called, like, pens or something.
We'll have to get back to you.
We'll get it to us before tomorrow.
I know where they are, but I can't draw it well.
Fine.
This is X.
You could lead us there.
Tomorrow, I will be here in that office. You can bring it by whenever.
Okay.
Tomorrow, whenever.
Also bring Dick by when you do that.
I'll bring Dick by when you leave. Fair?
Okay.
Well, we need to
fix
heal
his jaw.
Okay.
Magic, preferably.
We'll put him at full fighting capacity because we want to have all of our spells handy for
him. We didn't break any of his arms or legs.
Doesn't matter. He needs to be healthy. Is what I'm saying.
Actually, I have spells that have verbal components, so I have to be able to speak.
Long Strider doesn't count, Steven.
I don't have Long Strider anymore. Because my boots have Long Strider. They don't stack.
Oh, did you ever get your new armor?
No, not yet.
Did you ever make his new armor?
Hmm?
Not yet.
Full plate?
Not yet.
Galatha, I think dealing with orcs isn't going to be that dangerous, so...
Okay.
We should be fine.
Do we have any...
I don't know.
Armor?
Last time I said farewell and it shouldn't be too dangerous, you wound up dead.
Well, you can come along if you want.
Not really. I don't want to go down to Alador.
Okay.
Does anybody have light armor lying about the group? I'm sure there's some in the pot.
Elsewhere, you can go back.
Oh, no, I guess we just sold all of it, didn't we?
Whatever he does for us.
You always trade
at the brawling ring?
Armor to,
UA, thanks for coming in.
He's our office guy.
He looks at you, looks down at your hand. And then leave.
Dude, we should make Elfsplitter our secretary.
We'd like to set up a meeting.
No, they walk in.
Dab, 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 and the squirting blood.
They walk in. I'm 5 minutes late for meetings. Okay.
Okay.
But I can do it. I can let you have the braces of the
anyways,
spot.
Fine. We'll be leaving whenever you get the map to us and after Monday tomorrow.
Alright. No problem.
You used to. But now I have plus 5. So I can just give you my plus 5 and I just take the plus
5. We'll meet. I'll contact you too.
Yes.
What?
Okay. Since we don't have actual any armor.
I'll give you 1500 then.
Cool. Meander. They teleport.
Cheaters.
Hey, they had a license?
Two teleports.
No, there are two mages there.
Do they have a license?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's why they're not adventurers. They're actually agents from a different country.
Mm-hmm. Secret agent men.
Do we see Bond in the background now?
You mean the guy who was driving my boat?
He suddenly goes...
You guys are totally hiring him again, by the way.
Hooray!
Alright.
And we'll go to the guy we gave the boat to and say, we need a boat.
Masts aren't fixed yet. You brought it to me 2 or 3 days ago.
Do you have a different one we can borrow?
What? We'll bring you back another pirate ship.
I mean, look what happened last time in your business.
See, I mean, a very good business on that. Send the group of... We're not adventurers anymore, we're...
Deputies.
We're deputies. Off. We'll come back with another boat for you.
Can you get more for your money?
So, you guys will... Tomorrow, a gruff dwarf will walk in, hand you a letter, and drop a bag.
A large bag? Containing...
He just drops a bag. About yay big.
No. Oh.
And walks out.
Does it have his head in it?
It's got a straw sticking out of it.
They didn't even want to give you a bottle of air.
Hey, well, we got a bag of holding out of all of this.
Yes, we did.
And now we have two.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like familiar pocket. It just lasts a certain amount of time.
Dick pocket.
It's up to you what happens now. Oh, I'm going to order food now. What do you guys want?
I take my knife and cut the bag.
Okay.
Well,
all right. I didn't do it to you.
Well, Dick's going to have...
I guess I could make an assassin.
Dick is lost in space.
Dick in space. Boy, I bet that's a porn out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, I will first grab my cloak, and then I will open the bag and dump it out.
He is stabilized at -1 hit points.
All those jerks.
He is nice and blue. There's a potion of Cure Light sitting next to him in the bag. You see his jaw has been set.
So they want us to heal him up before we go, bastards. I guess you'll have to come get me to pump some healing into him.
I have a wand. I also have a wand.
Yeah, you guys both have wands.
I also have the two spells I didn't use yesterday. Okay, he's dressed, isn't he?
Yeah, he's dressed.
That's why I got my cloak out.
Except you'll notice that he's missing his mithril full plate.
Are you serious or?
Yes.
It is mithril, and they are dwarves.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steven.
How would they have known that?
They took his armor, and then it wasn't clothes anymore.
Okay.
You take off a shirt and it weighs 30 pounds. That looks a bit fishy.
Heck, when you try and lift him to put in the bag, they're like, oh!
Man, this guy's dead.
You seem to find all the armor that gets stolen from you.
Well,
all my equipment gets stolen from
you. Everything else is present.
Well, on the upside, we know Andre's probably doing something to make it up to you.
You do have
instead,
a nice
you life. Find adamantium padded armor.
That's not possible.
I mean, adamantium studded leather is still a stretch.
Studs are made out of adamantium.
What it means is that when your armor's destroyed and you're burnt to a cinder, those adamantium studs go.
Incinerate happens on me, and then the studs fall to the ground.
Ooh, studs.
Adamantium studs.
I can use these as cufflinks. No, I have
adamantium cufflinks.
I have to melt it down and reforge it into a weapon for me.
Melt it
a
down?
A dagger?
A bunch of studs. You have an adamantium dart.
Melt it down?
You have to find a dwarf.
You have to find a dwarf to melt it down. Because we just look and go, do you want me to what with it? I don't know.
Hey. If they have the shape metal spell, they could actually do it.
I think that's a druid spell, actually.
You shove the druid.
That's
really random. Why would it be the druid spell? That's with the touch metal.
Oh, fabrication would do it.
Metal is part of the
it's just a very limited amount.
It's a natural resource.
But for some reason, druids in this game can't touch metal. They can't wear studded leather.
They can't wear metal armor, but they can use metal weapons.
Yeah. You're welcome to stay here.
It used to be that in AD&D that they couldn't even use metal weapons.
Yeah. Going home, they had to have like wooden swords.
That just makes sense.
That's what iron
druids are like. Yeah. Hippies. Metal comes from earth.
You're fine.
It's all
part of the hippie stuff.
I go home.
That is
your websites.
Okay. Google sites.
Not Google account. Yeah, that one.
Andre, I go home, and I finally get to sleep.
Your wife is returned. She is cooking and cleaning as per usual. Evil to see you, dear.
At this point, I don't care. I want to sleep. I came home.
Actually, you're quite well rested.
I came home tired and strength drained and got mugged. I'm going upstairs.
Well, all things considered, it could have wound up worse, dear.
I'm going upstairs and going to sleep.
Okay.
Love you, bye. I go upstairs and I go to sleep.
By the way, that woman that you seduced is laying in your bed.
Which one?
Here?
Yes?
The one he's supposed to do something.
No.
What's...
Oh. This the, doing?
Yes, yes.
I don't know. She said she was here for you.
No, what it means, Steve, is you can sleep with her all you want, but you have to go shopping.
Afterwards. Oh, but you have to be in disguise or she won't recognize you.
What?
Don't you have a magical disguise thing?
Yeah.
That you met her in?
He was disguised at the time.
Either way,
I'm going to sleep.
Okay, you can sleep after.
Right now, I actually don't care. Go away. Come back tomorrow, please.
Hold on, let me roll a mood.
Where's the email?
Where did I put my mood down?
Oh, you can borrow mine. I found my dice bag. It was underneath my laundry hamper.
Okay, whatever. I know a couple more.
That's fine. This is one point where sex doesn't matter. I'm tired.
I'm tired. I've got a headache. You just lost man points.
I got mugged after being strength drained.
Okay.
I lost man points a long time ago.
Although your strength drain is not fixed.
It's not letting me
No, use... it was drained and fueled.
Oh, okay. That's not drained.
Andre?
Damage.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't know the difference.
It's not letting me do it.
I had click the same on the issues. Link
and it says make a new account.
Yes, you have to make a Yahoo or a Google.
I have a Google account.
Then log in.
I've logged in.
Tyler, I had the same thing happen to me. Have like Alec log in and then save it as a favorite.
It works that way.
What's the website? Can you look? Because nothing on...
The
I logged in, I have it, it says...
Every time I look
sites,
back, there's one
says
more disappear.
I
can see
sleep.
Their faces, they're terrified! They're looking at us
I finally get some actual sleep. Because I'm sorry, sleep because of negative hit points...
Hold on, Steven, make a concentration check. You're sleeping in the middle of the day. Make a concentration check.
I got a natural one.
You can't sit there staring at the ceiling.
Well, you know, unfortunately, your wife ordered some construction outside.
Life hates me.
Would you like to pray to the gods?
I think.
If I do that, my wife might come up here and smite me.
Bad deer!
I clicked on the other link.
So apparently, no. No, you're not getting any sleep.
I'm going to be very angry.
You lay in bed attempting, because I have those days, and it's annoying as hell.
I'm going to be very angry. I'm sorry. The way I see it is unconsciousness due to negative hit points is not restful sleep.
That's fine. It's not like you had a lot of oxygen either. Anywho.
I'm going to be very angry dick today.
Well,
are you going to be a double dick? Are you going to be a dick dick?
The New Hope News files. It's entirely an interview between someone and about us.
Yeah.
Lawson.
Oh, really?
It's Lawson?
Yes.
Your official representative, because you guys didn't show up to their meeting. However, Lawson happened to be in the tavern.
Yes.
What happened?
Lawson's our PR man.
Oh, when? Remember the
since,
Night Elf?
Because of randomness.
It's a question I've been meaning to ask him.
Oh. You mean
Lawson
that...
Lawson went...
Because we
I thought you were talking about...
No, Lawson didn't know
He didn't about know about it. He was just there.
He just happened to be there. And she was asking around about it, so he answered.
Oh.
Well, anyways, I thought you meant that they had another Thieves Guild meeting, and for some reason no one informed us.
No.
No, the meeting we missed with the newspaper.
So there's like arena battle for the third week of Magia, arena battle for the second week of Magia, arena battle for the first week of Magia.
Yeah, those are just battles that I posted.
New Hope News .docx?
Yes.
That doesn't even look like it's a file type.
Basically what it is it's the Windows Vista XP type of thing.
It's Windows, it's Microsoft Word 07.
Okay.
Now they recognize it after I clicked on it. Mm-hmm.
It's the... Now I know what it
is. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that someone isn't out to get you.
This is the only New Hope News you have for years?
Yeah, because you guys haven't made it to the next Saturday.
Yeah.
All the other ones were done by print.
Yes, and the other ones said that they were not...
Oh, and by the way, it is actually a holiday season. I was going to post that, but I forgot.
You forgot.
Which holiday?
This is basically the week dedicated to the gods at the end of the year for the new year.
You know, Lawson's actually not a bad representative, honestly.
So which day is for the prince?
That's actually Saturday. That is known as the Night of Thieves.
Sweet.
Let me go ahead and load that up so you guys can have some brief understanding of what the hell's expected of you. Okay, hold on. Calendar.
I wouldn't expect Lawson to be a bad PR guy, considering he's a diplomat person kind of like me.
He's a charismatic hero.
Yes.
I like the justification for our name, by the way. We're fighting necromancers. They operate mainly at night. The name seems appropriate.
Alright. Today is known as the Day of the Walker. It celebrates travel, which New Hope does all the time. What is expected of you is to travel to your family. For most of you, that's not something you can really do or want to do.
This is sort of like what's expected at Christmas type of thing.
This is the tradition, right?
Yeah, go home to the family.
I suppose I could go visit the Elven commune and stand outside my parents' house staring at them.
Tomorrow is known as the Night of the Devil. You go and plant a specific tree.
We've had an entire year in-game in this game, then, haven't we?
No, you guys have had 6 months.
Because I remember doing this.
Maybe you're just having deja vu.
Might be having deja vu.
I do recall at least hearing about this.
Yes, you may have heard about it, but I'm refreshing.
Okay.
Although more often than not, people usually just go out and buy the plants needed. But it's supposed to ward off demons and devils.
Does it work?
I remember that Andre said that we itch. Or at least that's how it used to be.
We have a mild allergy
to the tree.
Oh yes, you do have a mild allergy. You two do have mild allergies to the tree. It makes you itch, and you sneeze a bit.
I'm going to stay inside all day.
Alright, then the day after that is known as the Day of the Worker. You are supposed to purchase gifts, because, obviously the worker is the one that you're celebrating there when you pay them the money. You purchase gifts for friends, family, and whatnot. Imagine something like Christmas. Then the next night after that is known as the Night of the Giver. You give away the gifts to your friends and family. The day after that is known as the Day of the Saint, where you go and celebrate a religion, and almost all people go to the temple district. This is one of those times where everyone goes, or at least goes to their local shrine.
Okay.
What's expected is, of course, praying, hanging out, singing hymns, and lots of food. Because whenever religion meets, there's always food. Or a burnt heretic. Anywho.
Same thing.
We'll be burning a witch, and then we'll be having the complimentary luncheon. Then after that, which is the final night of the year, is known as the Rogue's Night. You are to spend the night drinking, gambling, and enjoying yourself, and you must spend it with friends, not family. That's the tradition.
Okay, so I can't hang out with you. Or
okay.
You.
I've got a friend.
I'll be with Stormhammer, I guess.
No, I was being with Stormhammer.
You're my friend, too.
Quit stealing my friends.
We're friends together.
Maybe.
Huh?
Should I read the New Hope News?
Sure, go ahead and read off the New Hope News.
Okay, well, the entirety of this article, except for the last one that announces that the Senate closes for the holidays near, is about us. And it says, "Who are the Night Guard? Recently, a group has exploded onto the scene, and..."
That's a text message.
Exploded onto the scene.
Ding, ding, ding.
The named Night Guard, who is aimed at destroying necromancers throughout the city, I'm reading this word for word, by the way. I know a lot of time Audrey puts little snippets into here that are supposed to mean something or have some sort of amusing context.
I still like the time when they had cursed pins.
That was quite fun.
Several questions have been raised. First, who are they and where did they come from? Second,
remember, that's the first question.
Several questions. First, who are they and where did they come from? Just two questions. Second, what are their aims? Finally, did we trust them? While the Night God were unable to attend the meeting, having a previous appointment, their spokesman, Lucien Lawson, was available for a meeting. Below is a summary of the question and answer, or sorry, the Q&A that has occurred, there's no has. There's a rumor, this is the first question, there's a rumor that one of the Night Guard members named Tana is currently at odds with one of your allies, the Brotherhood of Fighters. Can you confirm or deny this? Answer. Ha! Tana's been trying to turn a new leaf when it comes to the Brotherhood. If you want the one who really hates the Brotherhood, then you should speak with Richard Tracy. Second question. Speaking of Mr. Tracy, isn't he working as a bloodhound for the Kirkwood family? Yes, he is. And he also recently got married. Third question. Is there anything that you can tell us, or anything you tell me about the red-skinned tiefling that travels with your group? Answer. I do not know, but many members like to keep their identities concealed because...
It says, I do know, by the way.
Oh, I do know. Sorry. It says, I do know, but many of the members like to keep their identities concealed because fighting necromancers is a fairly dangerous business. City Guard are fully capable of dealing with common criminals. We are fighting a group who's defying death itself.
Sidestep.
There seems to be a lot of paranoia that goes into being a member of the Night Guard. Why would anyone want this life? First off...
I didn't! I got black
hat! Okay, well, let's see what Lawson has to say about that, Steven. The answer is, first off, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that someone isn't out to get you. Second, well, the life is fairly dangerous, but someone needs to do the job. The Guard has their hands full of criminals and other troubles, so we are doing our part to make this sure the city runs more smoothly.
Kill you all.
Kind of sounds like you guys are adventurers, is the next question.
Actually, that's not a question.
Yes, it's the one next one they had under question. However, it was a statement. Adventurers are fairly erratic and are hard to predict. The Night Guard are aimed purely at removing necromancers. The reason why we are called the Night Guard is because necromancers often work at night, so we figured the name was fairly appropriate.
That's good.
I kind of want to give Lawson a hug and see how I smack him in the face.
You have to understand, they caught him on the fly when he had to respond to all this.
Exactly. He's probably slightly drunk.
Just a few more questions. That's what I said. This is the next question. I understand that you have a half-dragon working with you. Who is he? I've never been able to pronounce his full name, but we just call him Rooney. He's a Nubian who also happens to be a mute, and he also got married recently. Glad they don't know what the other half-dragon is working for us.
Yes.
My secretary.
That's just terrible news. Next question. Speaking of romances, would you have any light in the romance rumors surrounding James Eversteel and Kehiana? Kehiania.
Kehiania.
Not quite how you say her name, but yes, two are involved. I know that it's fairly recent, but as far as I can tell you, that they are happy.
I'm like...
Kehiania. Magical land of Kehiania.
Well, we need to get your nation.
James travels through the magical land of Kehiania.
And he's really happy about it. The final question, and it says, last question. One that has been burning into the minds of most citizens. Who is the cloaked person who works with the group, and why does he wear the heavy cape? Ah, that would be Ricardo. He's an Amidian who perhaps suffered the most from our battles with the group have gone through. He wears a cloak because he's heavily scarred from necromantic magic that many of our enemies need. He has been hit by so many spells that he actually radiates necromancy when someone detects magic on him.
He's protecting you!
Oh, that's horrible.
Okay.
That was our interview with Mr. Lawson, spokesperson of the Night Guard. Next issue, our interview will go into what their aims and whether or not they can be trusted. And then, of course, they say the Senate closes and holidays are near. Today, the Senate closed and holidays are near, so be sure to pick up your presents and be prepared for the journey required. There will be no New Hope news next week, as we'll be enjoying a much needed break. Written by Matea Star Eyes. The end.
And we all died.
Okay. That was pretty impressive.
Yes, yeah, Lawson did very well.
He did very well.
And whenever someone walks up, they'll go.
Yeah. See, that's what it's like.
Thank you.
That's why the guys that saw about the scars and you were confused.
What? Oh, yeah, scars.
Well, there's an excuse now for the government to, you know, say when they get a report that, hey, Ricardo, we're idiots, necromancy. Well, obviously, it's from the time he got hit.
They're kind of going, duh, didn't you read the New Hope news? It's in the news. Now, the only thing that they might have a hard time is explaining why he keeps biting people.
He's a little out of his head.
Smite the wicked.
Smite the guilty, remember?
Oh, yes.
It is totally. The guilty.
You're guilty. You're guilty of something. I'm so tasty. Perfectly just fine. I can taste your guilt. Can I get more of something?
I'm sure you're in like your 60s.
Bad shit.
No, your 80s.
No.
You're senile. Far.
Maybe they think so.
You find this in your grave.
Wait. That's the tree you plant? It'll help keep my house plant.
Yeah, that's the tree you plant on the Devil's Day.
Does that eat other plants in the neighborhood?
The neighborhood suddenly goes missing with dogs.
Oh.
Not my dog is safe. Honey, you don't like peeps.
Evidently I do.
I added a comment. I said, I think we should reward Lawson for his stupendous work in our response. And give him promotion of speaking on our behalf as PR always.
Lawson, we're going to promote you! Thanks for taking care of this. You know you can take care of it in the future. Have fun.
That might actually be an upgrade, considering he does information and he's been pimping out your guys' information anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let everyone know that we're killing necromancers.
Okay.
What's that?
He's like, huh, job done.
Hey, look, the news.
And then actually say, hey, yeah, you can officially do this now. Hand me a peep, would you?
Yo, peep.
And then I should probably order the pizza.
Yes,
because I keep forgetting to.
I love marshmallows, but there's just something oddly.
I love marshmallows.
I don't like peeps. I don't think they have a flavor, honestly.
I love.
They taste like marshmallows with sugar on them.
But strange sugar.
So.
Does it count as at least 8 hours of resting if I lay in my bed for 8 hours?
Yes, you are not fatigued.
Okay.
You have a little just pit.
But have you ever had one of those days where no matter how hard you try, the world is contorting against you?
I had one last night.
I believe those belong to you because I have mine already.
Okay.
Yes, I'm pissed, but I got my hit points back.
Is the hut of pizza all right?
The hut of pizza?
Yes.
Can we get a sponsor from Pizza Hut? Plug you each session.
Or at least every other session.
I think we should order Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut?
Oh. Pizza the Hut died because he was forced to devour himself after being locked in his limo.
No, I don't want to be repeat of what we ordered yesterday.
I'm still unaware of what's going on, so I'm going to stay in bed until somebody gets me. Or until I fall asleep.
Hey,
sneak into your house and kill you.
We're supposed to spend time with
welcome
family today.
Jessica.
No, you're supposed to travel to your family.
You can sign as me. I don't care. It's whatever.
I've got my credit card on my mic.
Okay.
What I mean is, since you don't really have much of a family, you go visit your in-laws.
Well, I didn't use a credit card. So I'm going to have my information on there.
You know what?
The city.
If I can, I'll spend that day with the Blue Up family,
go
I guess.
Hang out with the new
you're more than welcome.
You came from.
You are welcomed into a large gnomish family. Apparently, Mr. Blue Up was a son of 12.
All right.
Was a son of 12 different people?
Yes, totally.
What do you guys want?
He was a son in a family that had 12 gnomes.
I can just share with one.
Literally, a giant gnomish gathering.
Okay.
You feel like a giant.
You know what? I'll probably pick up gnomish sometime soon as a language.
Well, when
honestly.
I'm done with work, I suppose I go see my sister and brother-in-law.
Do we go anywhere, or just sort of stay?
They sort of stay because they don't want to go back to hell right now.
I'm going to go to the...
Anubian commune.
Go to the Anubians.
And bring my wife.
You take your wife with the Anubians. You hang out with your wife.
I spend the day in bed. Wait, is that today?
Yeah.
Yes.
I spend the day in bed. She can come up and join me if she wants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me
tell you. I will go hang out with family. I.e. you and you.
Exactly.
And,
so you
and my wife. So we're all together.
Yes. Okay, we all don't want to go somewhere else.
We all need to find something to do in the city.
I know.
Who's up for bank robbery?
I'm so up for that.
Here's how we go visit our family. We take off our rings, if we have Featherfall, and jump off the city.
Oh god, there are gnomes everywhere!
or
the gnomish children!
Or we can go attack one of the Platinum districts. See how that turns out.
Yeah, let's go raid a Platinum District house.
I don't think it'll work for you. You need to go into one of our bags of holding. For when we do the teleport, you can be there and we pull you out of the dimension.
Teleport?
Yeah, because you'll...
When we die!
Yeah, when we die!
Shift! Oh.
I was joking, but you didn't get that.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
What were you going to say? We all interrupted you hardcore.
Uh-huh.
It was something about his wife.
She'll come up and
she
join
does
him.
Come up. She does come up and join him.
Oh.
Yeah, that
I guess,
kind of comes
I guess
up and
we're
join
why did you have to have them working on the porch today?
Because they're supposed to be spending time with their family.
So, Andre, should she meet with us?
Obviously, we know what their priorities are. Mine is sleep.
So, Andre?
We should have angry sex now.
Okay.
So, Andre, should she meet with us, too, on this day? She's just, like, randomly show up, because we don't even know who she is.
Who are you?
She's not actually part of your family.
Why are you here? Are you supposed to be with Nick? Yeah.
She's my cousin.
Yeah. We're distant cousins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was my cousin.
Not in this form.
Yes.
Not in this disguise.
Okay, so I suppose we go find some activity to do besides shopping.
Nah, let's go
raid
it. We so need to knock over a tavern or something.
I don't want to do something so dirty as that.
Sorry, the title deputy is still weighing hard on my shoulders. I need to clean that off.
It's been forever since we just robbed the place.
The title
Come
deputy
on.
Being involved with the leader of a lawful good organization...
Well, the organization's fine.
How does your god still like you?
Because she's actually talked to her. He has actually talked to her about James.
Yes. I got the okay.
As long as she corrupts him.
Well, he's just a fighter. It's not like he's a paladin or anything.
Yes, he's a lawful fighter, though. That's the issue.
So? She's lawful, too.
The god's lawful.
Yeah.
Actually, no, he's not. He's true. Neutral.
Well, you're lawful.
Yes.
And the god's all about...
Why the hell isn't he lawful? He's the god of contracts.
God of contracts, pacts, and thievery. Honor amongst thieves.
That sounds lawful
to
me.
The thing is,
he has
lawful parts to him, and he has chaotic parts to him.
So he's true neutral the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
And like a human being, he's contradictory. Like every religion. Remember, God is
That's
a nice,
true.
kind, gentle person. Unless you're in the Old Testament, at which point, son of a bitch must pay.
It's true, he is eventual
kind of
God.
You turned around, bitch, you're salt.
What?
I warned you, bitch!
But remember, he's kind of benevolent. You always have second chances, so does that mean she looked back a third time?
What kind of pasta?
The red kind, not the
You're
red
good?
Kind.
Yes, I am good.
I don't know what kind of pasta that is.
The good kind.
It's the red kind.
You mean the kind you ate earlier?
The red kind, not the white kind.
How about you, Steven?
Nah.
Meaty marinara.
Ooh, the purple time. Is there a purple?
Oh, by the way, there's a guy in my office.
I'd prefer the red because it's healthier.
Sweet.
He's a guy in my office whose name is Virgil.
Do you want Alfredo?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when I hear him on the phone, he's like,
"Unfortunately,
hello, this
I'm
is Nurgle.
To lose weight too.
I could swear this is Nurgle on the phone. So every time
this
he says,
is Nurgle.
I'm like, he weighs 40K.
Wait, it's not.
And so I think he does sometimes say that.
It's not, your curl is important to us.
Please stay on this side.
What? You say that again?
I couldn't understand you.
I'm tempted to get back into 40K.
Should I get one pan of the meaty marinara, or should I go for the two-thing deal?
Get 50!
At that point, I don't care.
Probably just one pan.
Okay. Because if we do the half pan, it comes with cheese sticks, so.
Yeah.
They stole my own,
Yes, Steven.
Although it's good because now I can actually use my abilities.
Steven.
Steadily.
You can now go get a mithril breastplate or something. Or yeah. No, you can go get elven chainmail because that's not, you know, not allowed by dwarves.
And we'll see what the... Not-
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.